Haven't seen you in a while. Pesach, are we ready for the Yom HaDin?
Yeah.
We are. The Yom HaDin. Oy vavoy, the Yom HaDin is coming. Are we ready? Are we davening? Are we all set? Whoa, one minute. Yom HaDin? What is it? Is it? Are we in Elul? We're in Ir. Getting close to Sivan. What Yom HaDin? Who Yom HaDin? So the emphasis is, Rabbi Isai, that the Shloh says that Shavuos is a Yom HaDin on Torah. What does that mean? A Yom HaDin on Torah? What does that mean? You know, I think we've probably heard from, maybe I mentioned, I'm sure, in one of my shmuzim, but you've certainly all heard. What's the idea of Sfiras HaOmer? So the Chinuch explains, Sfiras HaOmer, he says, is a countdown to Kabbalah HaTorah. And he says, really as a countdown, you count down. We should really count 49, 48, 47, 46, 45. So why do we start counting 1 day to the Omer, 2 days to the Omer, 3 days to the Omer? Why do we do it that way? Says the Chinuch, because if we would start at 49, we'd feel so depressed that it's so far away that we'd get down. We don't want to feel down. So we accentuate the positive. We count 1, 2, 3, 4. And the Chinuch even asked the Kasha. He says, so why don't we change when we get closer? So says the Chinuch, once you have the whole system worked out, how you say it, so you can't change in the middle. So even when we get to day 40, we keep going and keep counting the same way in the same system. So we're counting down to a Kabbalah HaTorah. But why? What's the idea? Why am I looking forward to this Kabbalah HaTorah? What's it all about? So I want to suggest the following idea. And with this, I want to try to understand what the Shloah is saying. We say, we can actually say it in the Haggadah, that Chayev Adam Liris Es Atzma Kila Yotzim in Mitzrayim. At the night of the Seder, a person is obligated to envision himself as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. So what does that mean? It means that in the Zman of the night of the Seder, we are supposed to, at least in our minds, in some way, envision ourselves reenacting the events of going out of Mitzrayim. And in fact, the Chinuch himself explains to us that's the purpose of many of the mitzvahs. Matzah, we eat maror. All of that is somehow to experience that feeling of getting closer and closer. All that is the feeling of leaving Mitzrayim. Now, the Mefarshim tell us that the Zman of Pesach, there's a hashpah from Shemayim. The same hashpah that existed when the Yidden went out from Mitzrayim, the same kirvas elokim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was there and he was taking them out by himself, anivale malach. That really comes year after year. And every year when we come the night of the Seder, on b'midat ma, in a way we really can't understand, perhaps feel, but that hashpah is coming into the world and we're reenacting the leaving from Mitzrayim. But guess what? It doesn't end the night of the Seder. Every night and every day, as we get closer and closer to Kabbalah HaTorah, to the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, there's also somehow a reenactment on our own, that we're getting closer and closer to Har Sinai, getting closer and closer to the big day when we'll finally get to Har Sinai. And when we get to Har Sinai, on Yom Shavuos, there's a hashpa that comes down to the world. Sounds Kabbalistic, it is. But a hashpa comes down to the world, ki'ilu, the same Kabbalah Satera, the same hashpa, the same kirva that a Kadosh Baruch Hu had with Klal Yisrael when he gave the Torah. We re-experience that on the night of Yom Shavuos. Rav Ruderman used to say all the time, he used to always talk about Kabbalah Satera, getting closer to Kabbalah Satera. And he used to explain it. He said, we don't say in Yalev Yavoi, Yom Nesinas Teresenu, the day that the Torah was given. He used to say, Yom Matan Teresenu, it's the day the Torah is being given. On Shavuos, there is another Nesinas HaTorah that comes to Klal Yisrael, Ahashpa. And to the extent that we can lock into that, we'll be zeichet to a certain level of Torah that will enable us to learn Torah not just for the day of Shavuos, but for the entire year. And that's the idea of the Shloah, of this Chiddush. It doesn't say anywhere that it's a Yom Adin in the same sense that there's a psak on a person. It's not the idea. But the idea is that as you get closer and closer to Shavuos, and when Shavuos comes, we are zeichah somehow, in some way, to some kind of a Kabbalah Satera, that we ourselves reach a certain level of who we are and what we are and ability to understand Torah, and we get to higher levels of Havana Satera that we could ever imagine. It's Kabbalah. It's hard to understand. But the avoid is clear. There's something going on. Something is happening on Shavuos that the Mefarshim are telling us we need to do. What is it? What is this lead up? What are these days? We're looking forward, the chinuch, I'm showing you for a mitzvah. We're counting down to something. What is wanted from us? Well, what's wanted from us is very simple. If you want Kabbalah Satira, we're talking about a wanting for Torah. This is the Zman, this time period. And as we, especially as we get closer and closer to the Zman, this is the Zman when we need to feel and to understand and develop within ourselves the Ava Satira, the Hasmada, the Cheshek. That is all necessary ingredients that will bring us and give us that wonderful Kabbalah Satira that we are seeking. Rav Ruderman used to say, you know where Rav Ruderman is. Yeshiva Neri Yisrael, that was my Rebbe once upon a time. It was Nifter a long time ago, but I learned a lot from him. Rav Ruderman used to say that there was a Messiah in Lita, in Lithuania, that from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Hashpa is at its highest. And it's a Zman when a person can be Zeche to all kinds of things in Torah, both in his learning, everything. He said the Hasmada in the yeshivas from Rosh Chodesh Sivan was unbelievable. Because everybody was trying to lock into that and would learn and steig and do their utmost to be able to learn Torah in the greatest way they could. So, this is the time when we need to develop our Avas HaTorah. We need to develop our Hasmada. We need to develop our Kavod HaTorah. That is the Zman leading up to Shavuos. What means Avas HaTorah? What are we talking about? I'll tell you a maysa. You guys like stories, right? I know we like stories. Rav Yoshev. Yoshev was new Torah, new Shas from the age, he was about 30 already. He was considered a Gadol Hador. I saw his smicha. He got smicha from Rav Bangus, who was one of the Dayanim from the Badatz. Eid HaRedis, he said, Halacha kamoisei b'chol dover. For a person 30 years old to get that on his smicha is very unusual. When Rav Yoshev was already in his late 80s, by then already for 30, 40 years, he had a Seder. Every night, he'd get up, Rabbi Sai, 2:30 in the morning. 2:30 in the morning to learn until 6:30 in the morning. I heard from his Einiklach, told me that they were told, they would stay up with him. Somebody had to be in the house with him, so just to be there. They said, at 2:30 is going to wake up. When you hear the water, from the Netilas Yadayim, immediately make a coffee, put it down on his table, and get lost. Leave the room. Leave him alone. He said, between 2:29 and 2:31, within those 3 minutes, he never missed. He always got up in the middle of the night for his Seder in the middle of the night to learn. And within 10 minutes, he was at his Gemara and learning through the night until 6:30 in the morning. That's incredible, Rabbi Yisai. 2:30. That's Avas HaTorah, no question. But I'm going to tell you an even bigger story. Once Rabbi Yashiv got up in the middle of the night for his Seder. And he goes, it's dark in the house. He goes to turn on the light. And guess what? The light doesn't work. And he tries turning other lights. There's a blackout in the neighborhood. What do you think he did? He's in his late 80s. He basically knows Shas. Oh, got a night off, right? Go back to sleep. You know what Rabbi Yashiv did? He went into his kitchen. It was dark. He found himself a pot. He then found himself oil, and he filled the pot with oil. And then he found the petilei tzaf, you know, that you do use on Shabbos? And he filled the pot with about 7 or 8 of these petilei tzaf, and he lit them. And he sat, and he learned the whole night to those lights that he put on his table to candlelight during the night. And if you doubt the story, you can see the photograph. It's an amazing picture. It's in all the Sfarim about Rabbi Yashiv. You see him sitting, it's dark, you see the little pot in front of the lights in the middle of the night. That replaces Avas HaTorah. When you know the Torah, you know the Shas, but you can't live, you're not going to miss the Seder. You don't take advantage of a night, a dark, because it's a night out, to get a day off. You use it in order to learn. My Irish Yeshiva Ruderman has a similar story, a little similar, a little different. He told me in World War I, way back, the Yeshiva Slobodka, where he learned, was on the run. They had to be away because there were bombing, there was war, there was everything. They had to leave Slobodka and went out into the sticks. And during that time, because they were worried about bomb strafings, that means when the planes would go, they dropped their bombs, they looked for places where the lights were on. They knew there are people there, let's bomb them. So the yeshiva had to be under curfew. No lights at night. You couldn't turn on a light. But he had a problem. The problem was that the Sefer, or Sameach Anashim, had just come out. And there was one copy in Yeshiva Slobodka. And every person in yeshiva got that Sefer for one night. And it's his night, and it's pitch black. What do you think he did? He told me that he went out in the moonlight and he learned the entire Or Sameach Anashim in one night. He told me the story. It's an incredible story. It's But you know, he told me the story when I asked him a kash and he told me, bring me an Or Sameach. And I bring him the Or Sameach and he says, shows me, his eyes were terrible. He shows me here, what does it say here? I read it to him. He says to me, yeah, that's it. And then he said to me, you know when I last read, saw this Or Sameach? And then he told me this story. Unbelievable. Rav Ruderman's Avas HaTorah was incredible. And his Hasmada was incredible too. He was like Kedog Shein Bo Mayim. That's how Chazal described Torah. When I would go, I walked with him. I had many opportunities to go for walks with him. While I was walking with him, his lips were always moving. He was always learning. He couldn't stop. He was always saying Gemaras. Whatever he did, he went to sleep. Sometimes I was zeichet to be a bocher in the house, to be able to just, someone should be in the house in case he needed something in the middle of the night. You walked into his room and saw him in bed sleeping. Can you believe it? It's true. And once or twice, he got up in the middle of the night, went into his study, took a safe off the shelf, looked something up, put it back on the shelf, and went back to sleep. I can't explain it. But Kedog Shein Bo Mayim. Such godless Torah. But listen to this. I was once at a chasana with him. And everyone was singing, dancing, whatever. We were sitting on a table, like a head table. And then there was like a quiet in the tzibur. And over my shoulder, there's a high school boy, maybe 14 years old, who starts telling his friend, "I'm a real diskin al Torah." And I'm looking at Rav Ruderman, and I see him going like this. He's trying to lean and listen. I thought, he's 14 years old. Ah, my real diskin, I'll tell you. He couldn't live without hearing the my real diskin. This is Avas HaTorah. I want it. I want to have it. When you have that kind of asmara, it transforms a person into something else. In fact, I want to read you something. Let's do a Chazon Ish in the Igros. Ve'amnam ha'ish ha'zeche l'yedias ha'Torah. Person who's zeche to yedias ha'Torah. Listen to this. Rotza loymar. Now he qualifies. What means yedias ha'Torah? He doesn't mean shas. It means something else. She'aseichel ha'nitan benefesh kegarin begumas ha'sode. You're like a seed in the ground. Hisachidim ha'chochme v'ayu l'boser echod. The chochme and the guf of the person are all one. When you're avas ha'Torah, when you're learning, when you're kedog shein by mayim, you can't. Torah is one with you. Listen to this. Hu hoylech ben anoshim. You go around people. V'nidme la'odam haroya le'naim keben adam. Someone who sees you thinks you're like anybody else. Avol be'emes hu malach hagarim b'ne'im bonai tamusa v'chai chayet silus m'roimim al kol brocha u'sehila. The reality is you're like a malach. You're going among people, but you're Meroman. You're above everybody. Sorry, I have stories from Ruderman. Those are the things I saw myself. You know, by the way, you can trust my stories, and I'll tell you why. Sort of, you can trust them. Rav Ruderman once said to me, never believe a story unless you hear it from an Adam Gadol. So the stories I'm telling you, I saw by an Adam Gadol. The problem is, I'm not the Adam Gadol, so I don't know if you can believe me. But klapi him, the stories are real. I remember once a mice, it stands in my head. It was so powerful. He came back from the Knesset Gedolah here in Eretz Yisrael. And I remember about 20, 30 bachurim from yeshiva went to meet him at the airport. I'm waiting for him to get off the plane. And suddenly he comes out. And I look around. All the goyim, there were a lot of goyim there. They all stood up. And I look and I see one woman who's standing there like this with a smile on her face like a holy man. I thought to myself, what's going on? He had the long jacket. He had the hat. But what could they see? Somehow they sense this is somebody different. This is somebody special. He's not like everybody else. Of Scheinberg. My Mechutin's a dentist. My Mechutin was once performing oral surgery on Rav Scheinberg. He had to perform oral surgery on Rav Scheinberg. He gave Rav Scheinberg anesthesia, and it didn't work. It wouldn't work. That happens sometimes. The anesthesia wasn't to face. It didn't work. And my mechutin was, okay, we obviously can't do the surgery today. We'll have to postpone and do another day. Rav Scheinberg said to him, Rabbi, he said, don't worry about it. Give me a few minutes. Let me start thinking about a sugya, and then you can do whatever you want. He sat for a few minutes, and my mechutin didn't know what to do. And he said, doctor, cut. My mechutin hesitated. He said, I said, cut. And my mechutin performed oral surgery on Rabbi Scheinberg without anesthesia. And he didn't cry, didn't say a thing. He was off in another world the whole time. This is the hashpah of Torah. This is what Torah can do for a person. It's unbelievable. But you know what? Until you really learn and taste Torah, we don't really understand it. And there's a chazal about this, by the way, and I'm going to tell it to you. When the Bari Olam wanted to give Torah to the world, you all know the Medrash. The Medrash says he went to every one of the Amim. He went first to these Goyim. He said, you want the Torah? The Medrash says. They said to him, what's in it? Told him, Avoy Dezara. No, we don't want it. Went to another Am. What's in it? Geneva. No, we don't want it. What's in it? Niyuf. No, we don't want it. He comes to Klal Yisrael, and they say, Naaseh V'Nishma. That's the Medrash you all know. There's a Hemsha to the Medrash, which is not so famous. It's in the Midrashim. There's another line there. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and they say, Naaseh V'Nishma, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shog, he roared. Mi gila lehem haraz hazeh. Who told them the secret? What does it mean? What secret? What's going on? The truth is, were the goyim wrong? Hashem's telling you, want the Torah. I got a whole body here of mitzvahs. Are you guys ready to take it? Isn't it normal to ask what's in it? How can you commit yourself to something if you don't know what it is? So were the goyim wrong? So the answer is the following. They weren't wrong. They were right. But Klal Yisrael knew something else. The Mesilas Sharim says that the ability of a person, nekama, the mitzvah of nekama, that's what he chaps onto. Nekama is so sweet. It's so geschmack. Somebody does something to you. Ooh, you want to get them back. The ability, says the Mesilas Sharim, for a person to hold himself back from taking nekama is only because there's a tzivu in the Torah of Leisikheim. Without the tzivu in the Torah of Leisikheim, you couldn't hold yourself back from nekama. As I said, Mesilas Yisharim. The very ability to do all these mitzvahs or to hold yourself back from averas comes gufa from the fact that Klal Yisrael was zeicha to this tzivu of Torah itself. When Klal Yisrael responded and said to Hashem, Naaseh V'Nishma, they didn't ask what's in it, they just said we can do it. Hashem said, who told them the secret? How did you know that? The goyim didn't know that. When I asked them, they said, what's in it? We can't. You knew, figured out that you don't have to ask. If you have the mitzvahs, you already have the capacity to perform them. The ability, our ability to perform mitzvahs, to do everything, we have a koyach that comes unique and special from the Torah itself. So, we're getting closer and closer to Shavuos. We want to lock in, we want to get that koyach. We want to derive the shefa from Hashem. We have to show our avas haTorah. We have to develop our hasmoda. And you know, I have to tell you a hesped. I heard years ago, I heard recently, Rabbi Yemin Kamenetsky, Zichron Lerach, was just nifter recently. I heard a hesped he gave of his father, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. I assume the year he was nifter, which according to my cheshbon should have been 1985. 1985, I think he was nifter. It's the hesped I remember to this day from many years ago. He said a story that was very powerful. This is how he finished his hesped. He said when he was a young boy, 13 years old, it came the Shabbos, the week of his bar mitzvah. And he came to the shul for his bar mitzvah, for his aliyah. The gabbai meets him at the door and tells him there's a problem this week. There's a yard site. Your bar mitzvah is postponed. He said, I was broken. I was so excited. This is my bar mitzvah and I missed it. I lost it. So he came home. He was depressed. He was down. So his father told him, looked at him and said, son, says, I have something more precious than anything. And he reaches up to a shelf and he pulls down a little package and opens it up and inside is a watch. He says, this is my time. It's the most precious thing a person can have. Don't you waste it. Don't you give it up. Don't you fritter it away. It's the only thing that a person has which he can never replace. You can't replace time. You guys are at an age when your minds are open. You're young. When you get to be my age, you can't remember what you learned yesterday, a week ago. I have to chazer things many times, many, many times, right or wrong. He's smiling. You don't understand it now. This is your time. You'll never have another chance like this. And you know what? You're in yeshiva. You have the wall, you have the svarim, you have everything. You have no daigas in your head. No worries about family. No worries about mishpacha. Nothing else. Just the svarim. These are a few years when your brains are open. You know, you don't know it. 28, 29, the brain cells start to die. Did you know that? Science. This is true science. Your brain cells begin to die. The absorption of material gets harder. In your 30s, you feel it a little bit. By the time you're in your 40s, it's not the same. Chazal knew this. They have a word for it. It's called girsa diyankasa. What you learn when you're young, you never forget. When you learn when you get older, it's harder. This is your chance. You'll never have another chance like this. A few years when nothing else is on your heads. Don't waste the time. Don't fritter it away. This is it. And Befrat, on the night of Shavuos, the meaning in all the yeshivas is to stay up all night. It's easy to just sit around and talk to your friends. It seems like at the beginning of the night, 5 long hours. What am I going to do with this time? But don't waste it. This is the chance that night that to the extent that you show your avas haTorah, you'll get more and more Torah for the entire year. The minhag in Yisrael always was to stay up all night. But there was one gadol that used to go to sleep in Shavuos. And I'll tell you one or two last stories and that'll be it. I have 1 minute, I'll tell you fast. When one of Rav Yoshev's son-in-laws, the name is escaping me now, not Rimmer, the other one, Rav Zilberstein, that's it. Rav Zilberstein got married. So his wife, it was just shortly before Shavuos, and he was going to be by the Shver, by the family, for Shavuos. So his wife, very embarrassingly, told him, I have to tell you something. My father doesn't stay up all night. He goes to sleep. So Yitzhak Zilberstein didn't really know his Shver very well. He said, hey, look, you know, what can I do? You know, not all Shver stay up all night. So they finished the meal. Rav Yoshev went to sleep and they went to the Beis Medrash. At 2:30 in the morning, guess who walked into the Beis Medrash? Rav Yoshev had his 3 hours of sleep. He's learning. Comes the morning, they daven shachris, nates, they come back home, and everybody makes kiddush. Rav Zilberstein did what? Went to sleep. Where'd Rav Yoshev go? Back to the Beis Medrash. Came time for the suda. Rav Zilberstein got up. So we ate the meal. Guess what Rav Zilberstein did after the meal? Went back to sleep. Where'd Rav Yoshev go? Back to the Beis Medrash. The next time they saw him was by Havdalah. If you do your Shavuos that way, Rabbi Said, no one will have any times. But that is unique. To have a wonderful Shavuos, to lock in, to appreciate what Torah is, you got to put your heart into it. To discover the magic of Torah, you got to put the kaychas, you got to put the time in. Just one last story. Rabbi Aaron Cutler once gave a fabulous drasha about Torah, about holding up Torah. He was talking to Balabatim. So a Balabas came over to him after and said, so you're telling me that if I hold up Torah, I'll be zeicha to Olam Haba? Rabbi Aaron said, yeah, Olam Haba, yeah. But you're going to miss the whole Olam Hazeh of what Torah is. Rabbi Sai, don't miss it. Olam Hazeh, this is what it is. It's all about. Do it. Okay.